This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Being a father is as challenging and complicated as it is rewarding. And being a Black father can have its own special set of challenges. That's what Dr. Curtis Ivory believes. Dr. Ivory is a chancellor of Wayne County Community College District. And today he's here to talk with us about a new book that he's co-authored with his son, Marcus Ivory. The book is Black Fatherhood, Reclaiming Our Legacy. Dr. Ivory, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much. It's just a delight to be able to share with you today.
You write about your growing alarm at the widespread disintegration of the African-American family. And in your words, you think this poses a greater threat to your culture and communities than anything you've experienced since slavery. Those are very, very powerful words. Would you take us deeper into that thought?
Well, I probably shared a number of observations, and that probably was one of them, and probably one of the more profound observations, and certainly one that stands out for you. I think about the two most instrumental people in my life, which was my father and my grandfather. My grandfather lived to be 107 years of age, and he lived through slavery at some level. And then, obviously, then my father, who was very instrumental, who had strong work ethic. And those two people informed me, influenced me. They helped with my vision for living. They helped me for the value system that I ultimately developed. And I often wonder now as an educator where I experience the interaction with young people every day, I've come to realize how important the father figure is to any young person, but particularly the young man. I think it's paramount, and I think to suggest otherwise is, I think that everything that we do relative, whether it's about discipline, it's about the role model, it's about what we value, how we value our desire to do better and do more, the whole need to have a purposeful life. How's that defined? It's defined early on. We have a great appreciation for what life is about as a young man if we have the male figure in our life in some way. And I think that if we look at the data, if we look at what's out there empirically, every index would suggest that that's a problem within the Black family for sure.
And I thought there was a line in your son's preface to your book, Black Fatherhood, that was very touching. He writes, "Today, community leaders like my father are struggling to figure out what happened as they watch African-American families fall apart and see too many young people wandering aimlessly through existence." Again, very powerful words. What, Dr. Ivory, do you think happened? What led to that broken connection?
Well, I think that they're probably social constructs that we all are too aware of for in terms of trying to overcome a history of a struggle and being behind in many instances relative to education. And we look at unemployment, underemployment. We look at a lack of access. And when we consider concentrated poverty, look at where it is. It's in the large urban centers. And so now you've got this dense population of people who are unemployed, and suddenly you lose a father, and all kinds of things begin to happen. The level of dysfunction that comes out of that. I'm not suggesting that there aren't families that do well. I mean, there are certainly mothers that do a good job. But I really believe that at some level, the father or the male figure has to be involved. If we look at just the discipline and this needed, early on in a young person's life, we know that by the age of three, the personality, the core personality is in place. And by the age of six, the value system is for the most part in place. So if you don't have the father figure in the parent in that young person's life in those early years, now we're struggling to catch up in terms of our interpersonal skills. There are a lot of skill sets that will come from the father. You know, I learned to shave by watching my father shave.
Right.
You know, right. I learned to treat women and ladies by watching my father and how he treated my mother. I mean, all of those things are, I mean, where do you get them if you don't get them from home?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at, when we understand that 60% of the households in the black community are fatherless, well, how do you not conclude that this may, an outcome is not going to be a favorable one in that setting for the most part? I mean, I think the numbers tell the story.
And as you say in your book, absent fathers promote that cycle of poverty.
Absolutely.
You also spend time in your book calling on parents to beat back what you call the negative side of pop culture.
Yep.
And you also say help kids pull up their pants and their self-respect that lift them up to better fit their higher potential.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's my mantra, and I will continue to say that. I think it's important. And far too many of us are willing to ignore that and suggest that we should give our young people an opportunity to work through that. Is that somehow it's a rite of passage? I think not. I think that young people want us to be adults. They want us to give direction. They want our leadership. We have to be there for them and help them understand the downside of not pulling their pants up, the downside of not learning to use good language and good English, the downside to not having a strong worth ethic. Who's going to be there to help them with that? So out of that, if we're not there to do that and hold them accountable, then who?
I'm talking with Dr. Curtis Ivory about his book, Black Fatherhood, Reclaiming Our Legacy, co-authored with his son, Marcus Ivory. And clearly, you and Marcus want to share with your readers things that have worked in your lives. And I'm wondering, what would you say, Dr. Ivory, are your main challenges to the black community?
I think be okay with having a conversation. Be okay with saying, you know what, there are some things we want to do better. And let's start with the fact that we look at the numbers, and if the numbers are not making sense, then what do we do to work on a long-term plan to help young men understand the importance of being there for their children, understand the importance of being a provider, and what it means and the kind of self-respect that comes out of that, the kind of dignity that comes out of that. I think it's about having that conversation and have it be a core part of what education is all about. Is that is, first of all, let's take care of our family. When we do that, we walk with dignity. We hold our heads up, and we're going to be proud. We may not be wealthy, but we will be wealthy in terms of self-respect. And I think the conversation just has to be prominent every day, and never let anyone say that you can't say that the inability to have a relationship with a spouse or with a significant other is more important than the relationship with your child.
Dr. Curtis Ivory is the co-author, along with his son, Marcus Ivory, and the book is Black Fatherhood, Reclaiming Our Legacy. It is a beautiful book full of sound advice and beautiful photographs, too. I have to commend you on just the look of the book.
You.
And there
thank
are lessons
you.
For everyone's family in this, I have to say.
Well, thank you so much.